Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 3 o'clock. Great having you with us. We got some football in the mix, and I want to introduce a little bit of baseball, and then we'll talk to everybody. Football-wise, it's just very quick. Again, we're all at the same dinner table. We all want the same thing. We want the Lions to win a Super Bowl. So we're all family here. No one's against each other. I like what the Lions have done this offseason, but I don't feel like they've gone all in. And when you juxtapose it to a team like the Houston Texans, who have indeed gone all in, I can't help but be a little jealous. Now, no, I didn't want the Lions signing Steph Diggs. That's not what this is about. Expand your mind. It's about the style of moves. They didn't settle for a B-level pass rusher. They got Danielle Hunter. They didn't settle for a B-level receiver. They got Steph Diggs. They haven't settled for anything. They're going all in. And I admit, there's a little envy there. I just wondered if you have given it the side eye a little. And look, there's time for the Lions to do more. But I do. I want them to go all in and chase it. Because I think today, Rico and I agree on this. The window for Buffalo, gone. Yeah. It's over. Just like that.
Yeah. Does this put a little doubt in the back of your mind of, did the Lions do enough? Have they done enough right here, right now in the offseason? Now, we've had a couple callers say, I'm going to wait until after June 1st. That's when Brad's going to go in there. Let him keep cooking. He'll fix this. But right here, right now.
I think you're better.
Do you have a little bit of doubt? Of, not that you're better, but did you do everything that you could?
I'm going to say no.
You did some stuff, but you know deep down, I could have did a little
more. Well, I mean, case in point. Now, again, I guess I have faith in Brad Holmes. I expect this will be fixed by training camp. You don't have a pair of starting corners. And Amik Robinson's value is if he's your third corner, a depth piece on the outside, and really he's your starting nickel. You need a corner opposite Carlton Davis, and I don't think it's good enough to draft a rookie. So yeah, I believe it'll get fixed.
And as the days go on, the Cam Sutton thing just looks weirder and weirder. Like so,
the change to the charges and all
yeah,
that.
It kind of feels like a Miles Bridges type of thing where it's now a misdemeanor.
I think the Lions obviously have better facts than we do. I always remind fans of this. The heads of security for these teams are ex-detectives, ex-FBI, their information flow behind the scenes, you know what your player's mom is up to, much less just the player.
But I also think it's the PR hit of, you know what, we don't want to do. Like the Hornets just said, we're bad and we don't care. Miles will take you no matter what. We'll give you on a discounted price.
Right.
But if you're a team like the Lions, you don't have to put up with the guy who you may be good on the field, but your personal life is in disarray. Go fix your life.
I didn't have a problem with how they handled it. But
I didn't either, but it was just one of those, like, maybe you jumped the gun and you could have salvaged something out of this.
It also makes it an easier decision when the player stunk. He was terrible last year.
Fair.
You know, miscast or not, he was terrible.
As you would say, you win.
Whee! All right. Now, that's A. If you want to call in on that, 248-539-9797. Let me mix in some baseball for people. And it's simple. Tigers, hottest team in baseball, undefeated, 4-0. Obviously, the rain, the weather's wreaking havoc on you.
But I've heard a lot of talk on the station, and I will give you my statement on this. If you want me to get excited about this team, if you want me to believe in this team, then I'm going to need you to do something you haven't done in 8 years. That's not make the playoffs. I'm not going to be that type of bleep hole. No, it's get out of the month of April above 500. Show me that in the course of a month and in the course of about 25 games, I need you to be above 500. Rico has highlighted you're playing the worst teams in baseball right now. The Mets are atrocious. The White Sox should be disbanded. The Oakland A's, I mean, the fans, there's more fans protesting in the parking lot than in the stadium.
Looks like the Pirates are kind of a shock, like, oh.
Yeah, well. And again, my point is, I have major doubts about the offense. I did not like the offseason as it pertained to the offense. You know I like the pitching. You know I like the bullpen. I think A.J. Hinch has the capability to be a plus manager, unless he starts batting Harvey cleanup again. But my point is, I'm not going to get excited until I see a month of good baseball, mm-hmm. a month to open a season you haven't given me or this town in almost a decade.
So you're not going to go 40 games. You're not doing the Sparky.
Just hey, let's be here on May 1st, the week of the Kentucky Derby 150, above 500. Can you do that for me?
You know what, buddy? We just became best friends. Because that's exactly what I was going to say.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Right. It's because I didn't want to ask you because I didn't want to know what you know, I purposely did not ask you this question.
Yeah, that's called real radio. We don't script takes here like other people.
But yeah, for me, that alone. How about you just have a winning record, and the further you are from north of 500, the more I will believe.
And the more I'll accept if the offense still looks like trash, but you're 18 and 11.
Yeah, then you know what? You're going to be a team that just scratches out victories. You're going to win the 2-1 games, the 3-2 type of games, and that's okay. Yeah. It doesn't have to be softball city. You just got to win. But yeah, if you're sitting there, like you said, 18 and 12,
right?
Whatever. Great, because now you have a lead in a division that you can take, and now it's almost like, can you just play 500 baseball for the rest of the season? You can probably win this thing.
Okay, so with that established, let's throw it to you guys out there in listener land. And again, you want to call in about the Lions? Feel free. You're a Tiger fan. What will it take you to be excited about this team? If you're already excited, just state your case. Sell me this pen. Now, if you're not a huge Tiger fan, your burden of proof might be higher. What will it take for you to get involved with your baseball team in this town? Might take a lot more than that. I'm a baseball fan. I like baseball. I'm excited baseball's back. I want the Tigers desperately to be good because I am so tired of this team being an albatross on my life and my time and my radio show. No, how about this? Be interesting. Could we do that? Like, that's a team's purpose in life. Be interesting. Don't be a pain in my ass. Be good. Yep. And I'm with Rico on this. Now, last year we had some fun. We're in a pennant chase. Can we get to training camp? Mm-hmm. Guys, that's not good enough this year. This year the job is get to Labor Day. Make me question how I'm using my time. Mm-hmm. Am I going to watch this off-brand college football game between Coastal Carolina and Charlotte? Or do the Tigers have a game that matters with 18 games left?
Right, they got a series against the Twins over the weekend, and you need to win two of three of those.
That's where I'm at. 248-539-9797. David, your comment on either, both, or you could just say you don't care. It's your call.
The Tigers are averaging just barely over a run per nine innings. I need at least 4 or 5. I need some runs here.
Limited sample size.
Yes.
But David.
Correct. 16 total runs.
David,
say this ridiculous.
Say this with me. A win is a win.
Oh, I'm taking the 4-0. I'm taking that. But
they don't have to be pretty.
But in order for me to, you know, fall in line and say, you know what, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing and I'm on board here, score more.
Right. You don't need to be the Diamondbacks when they play the Rockies and score 13 runs in one inning.
In essence, what will it take? What do the Tigers have to do to make you sound like this?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, straight to the people. Got a number of different things in the hopper. Let's see where Devin is at with stuff. Devin, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah. I just want to talk about the Lions real quick. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like it all comes down to coaching. When I look at both coaches, D'Amico and Dan Campbell, I feel like Dan has the edge. He's just more proven. I think he just takes more chances. And as far as the talent goes, on paper, the Texans are for sure better than us. But like I said, I just think it comes down to coaching. What do you guys think?
No, I'm not mad at it. I mean, I think they're 1 and 1A as far as really great new players coaches. Obviously, one is a defensive guy. The other's offensive. If you like the hyper-analytic, hyper-aggressive stuff, sure. But I think they're both really good.
I think they are good as well, Devin, but I know here in Detroit you want to give the nod to Campbell looking at what he's done, but
you got to look at it. But D'Amico did it. I'm biased when I say that, you know, because I personally feel like if it came down to it, once the season starts and we play them, I think we got them. But I'm just glad they're not in our conference.
Right, but think about this, Devin. It took, you know, Campbell 3 years. D'Amico did it in one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know it's easy to say, well, we got the better coach, but it's one of those – they may be on the same level, and one guy did it a lot faster than the other.
I'm with Devin in this regard. I think the biggest thing Lion fan has to be thankful for is they're in the NFC, not the AFC. Look, the AFC is a blood sport. The NFC right now, if you ask me to tell you what team could I say is better than yours, it would still be San Francisco. Other than that, I'm comfortable saying the Lions have a credible case to being number two. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, here's the other problem. The Packers are 2A, meaning you and the Pack are kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And did Philly fall off, or was it just a stumble?
Yeah.
Dallas will always be Dallas. I don't think they'll ever be a threat.
By the way, them possibly bringing back Zeke Elliott. Oh, come on.
As you would like to say. You hate to see it.
I just hate to see it.
But
up next, 2.8 yards a carry.
But this is why I was so adamant that, you know, you need to go out and be a little more aggressive, because this conference can be yours. And you saw what the difference was. Imagine if you had a 21-point lead at Ford Field in the championship game. I don't think you see a turnaround like you saw what happened in San Francisco.
Go to Jeff, 97.1. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Jeff.
I'm trying to learn from you guys over the years. You talk about momentum carrying from season to season, and that's what's making me jealous a little bit, because I think with what we've done, all we've done is put ourselves in the same spot we were last year, contending for the NFC Championship. But to go to that next level, winning and contending for a Super Bowl, we have to be above and beyond. And so what bothers me, you know, you guys can chime in on this, but what it seems like the cost isn't that ridiculous. You're not talking, you know, some money ridiculous for a few of the top guys, but it seems like you can have a lot of 1A free agent or 1B free agents for what seems to be a reasonable price. So, you know, the neighbor's got the new Cadillac in the yard, but then you find out he didn't, you know, put a second mortgage on his house. He got it for a, you know, pretty decent deal. Then you get more jealous.
Yeah, I Jeff, for me, I'm with you, is that I like what they've done. And I do think they will be better defensively, but I feel like there's more to be, there was more to be had. And right here, right now, will they be better offensively? I can't say that. I think you're really good and you're going to be really good again. But did they make moves where I think we're all ready to say this is the favorite in the NFC? I'm not ready to say that. And that, yeah, I'm with you, Jeff.
I'm saying that again. You guys, I mean, Rico's, you know, over the years has always said this. You can't count on momentum to carry from year to year. And you're right. You made another point. You said you can't count in to have as easy of a path to that championship game. I think we got the best draw. Our toughest game was against LA.
Never,
then the second game.
It will never look like that again. And I mean this.
I don't think so.
And you apologize for nothing. That was owed to you. But let's be very real about this. Every high seed lost, gifting you a second home game. The team that you played in the second home game, you had no respect for. I took calls all week when you played Tampa, people going 42-3, 52-7. I'm like, all right, let's take it a little easy.
Mini Campbells, yeah.
Right, mini Dicka versus God. So it's this idea, no, it won't look like that again. And I do believe, obviously, the upgraded schedule and the fact, guys, this is the thing you can't prove. It's just something that has proven itself over time. You're going from the hunter to the hunted. Everybody knows who you are. They know where you are on that schedule. And they're preparing for you the way people prepare for Kansas City or San Francisco.
See, yep, I was about to say, the biggest compliment that you can have is you are what we like to call a circle game. Meaning when the schedule comes out, opponents take you, you know what, we're going to circle Detroit. That's when we're going to have to prepare weeks in advance. What are we going to do to beat the Lions? Where before, you were a get-right game. Okay, we could play some younger guys. We could rest some of the veterans. We could kind of take it easy because they're the Lions and we don't have to worry about it. That's when you hear Kyler Murray saying, yeah, I really didn't plan for Detroit. That's why we lost, because it was the Lions.
Remember when MSU was a circle game? Remember those days?
Wait. I'm sorry. He calls me the deflator. Well, that's true, but.
Shocking. It's a black card.
I
took that from your gym commercial.
I have a black card. I do.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I use it all the time.
Okay.
Oh, no. It allows me to go to Planet Fitnesses throughout the city.
Breathe deeply.
You did.
I'm just going to go to Ivory.
Please.
Best move we can make. Ivory, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
All right.
Having a good time over there.
Yeah, trying to in the absence of sunlight. What's going on?
Yeah, real quick. The main point is about the Lions, and a real quick point about the Tigers.
Yeah.
So I think it's natural as fans with the football, like any sport really, not just the Lions, but to be jealous. Like, I want this and I want that. I never want to be in a position where they can just – I like the moves they've done. I don't want to ever be in a position where to say that, oh, they can just do whatever they want and I'm happy. But I think it's just natural to be jealous. But, you know, the thing is, maybe there's this thing like with the draft coming up, like – for instance, you brought up something like the Marshawn Lattimore thing. I've been screaming that for the longest. It just seems like such a natural fit. he can get with his old guys. The Saints are, you know, I want that so bad. But maybe it's just a thing of, well, maybe they've had talks where the Saints are like, okay, well, let's just revisit this during the draft to see if certain guys are available during maybe near your spot. We can work out some things. You know, that's why, you know, they're the football guys, and I'm just the guy that works at the auto supplier. I don't know these things. So it's just like, I want those things. Like, I want to see them make moves. I want to see them do this and that. But, you know, I like what they've done. I can't be mad, really, at what they've done so far. You know what I mean? Like, I just have to wait and see until – I'm going to give it some time, like, after the draft. I'm really going to make my opinion after the draft, see what they do there. As far as the Tigers, I'm a big baseball fan. And their pitching, to me, is elite, like, great pitching. But, man – please, when trade deadline comes, please, guys, can we get some bats? I don't know how long I can watch The Office.
It's tough, it's, man.
Rico said, they played the White Sox. They've played blah, 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 like the bad teams. I just think they're where they're at. I'm not trying to slight their team. I think they're a good team as far as
pitching. You're just speaking truth, man. They were 28th in offense last year.
Please.
And they look equally bad right now. And if people don't believe it, I tell you what, watch the Tigers one night and then turn on the Diamondbacks.
Right. I don't know how long, like as far as like, you know, you got Torque and those guys, I don't know about the development. I don't mind them not making any moves as far as like not getting J.D. Martinez and blah, blah, blah. I don't mind that. Okay, you want to see what your young guys can do. I get that. But when you're in the grasp of – just like the Lions, you got success now. Your plan is sped up with the Lions. You know, whatever plan you guys – you and Dan had and Brad, your plan is sped up. You almost went to the Super Bowl. So your timeline is sped up. So with the Tigers, if you can't allow for your season to be, I guess you would say, a failure, you know, your pitching is good because of your lineup and, we want to see the young guys progress, blah, blah, blah. Go out and get some bats. Just please. I'm begging you.
Desperately. I mean, again, you have every right to say it. And none of the things I was talking about were long-term things. Drafting Wyatt Langford, who's batting third for the Rangers today instead of a high schooler. That was not hard. Same thing, Matt Chapman. He's going to opt out. It'll be a one-year, $18 million deal in San Francisco. He's not staying there. Again, if they end up being right and winning games and it's smoke and mirrors, no one will care. We got to win. Right. But I'm with you. I do want to enjoy the games I watch. That is a part of what sports is. It's entertainment. We want to be entertained. Tigers are a really hard watch, guys. Yes, it's fun to be 4-0, and it's fun to win games, but like...
You can't make a living winning one-run games. Because here's the thing. You put the stress on your pitchers.
Yeah, you'll wear this pen right out.
And yeah, now they're throwing a little bit harder. They're going to blow arms out because
uh-oh.
Why?
Uh-oh. Watch your mouth, deflator. Doing it again.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, David, a couple ticket checks. We'll get to the people. We got a football today to do. We're also going to bump up deal breakers since tomorrow is going to be allegedly baseball, if Mother Nature would cooperate. David, what do you have?
I am very much so on edge with Brad Holmes. Other playoff teams have gotten notably better, while Holmes has essentially put Band-Aids on the defense.
It's a little strong in its wording, but if you're saying, do you agree with it more than you don't, my answer is yeah, I do. I think you were fine. I think you had a nice offseason. But is it the Thor's hammer that we wanted? Is it the one where we moved forward to become the favorites in the NFC? No, I don't think you can say that.
What to get me excited about the Tigers is they have to be the last undefeated team in Major League Baseball.
Stop it. Wow. Come on.
Okay. This one's more realistic, this next one.
All right.
I believe in the Tigers if they are near 500 just before the All-Star break.
I need to be better than that. And if you think that's unfair, that's fine. I don't think it's acceptable anymore to just tread water. You know, you've got to take a step forward here. This division is really, really bad. It's time to be better than that. Now, if you're good in the middle of the year and you fade, that's one thing. But I don't think it's acceptable to just be middling. Otherwise, it reinforces my point that Scott Harris punted this offseason. Let's go to the people. Oh, David, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had one more. Please.
Yeah, just one more. 8-2 in Tecumseh says, I've been saying 17 and 13. I'm going to bump it up one more because they started 4-0, 18 and 12.
Yeah, I'd be all aboard. Excited. You know, get out to a strong start. Do you realize they haven't been above 500 in the month of April since 2016? Jeez. Come on now. Let's go to Len, 97.1. Lenny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike Rico. I just want to say, as great as Holmes has been in the college draft, his free agent signings are not. Sutton for $33 million for 3 years was not good. And signing Reader and Davenport, who are coming off injuries, I'm a little worried that we still don't have someone to compliment Hutchinson on the pass rush. And, you know, I think Houston was a one-year wonder. He came in late in the season, if you remember, and everybody was beat up, and he had a great 7 or 8 games. So I'm worried about what he's done so far on that defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that really hits me, Lynn, is the whole you haven't found Aiden a playmate, somebody opposite of him. So you improved the middle of the line, but now you can't double-team him. Now it's pick your poison. I think the opposite of that is like when you see the Lions' offensive line, where you got 5 guys who can all hold their own.
Yes,
If you could get that extra person, now you got to pick your poison. Okay, which one do we double team? And maybe now Aiden gets more sacks, or he gets the double team, and the new guy that you brought in gets to the quarterback. It doesn't matter because you're putting pressure on the opposing quarterback and playing so many mobile QBs this season. Maybe you keep them in the pocket because you've shut it down.
They've placed a big wager, fellas, on Houston and on Davenport. I mean, it's just as simple as that. They believe they have the answers. We got to find out if they're right.
You know what I was thinking? It seems like Holmes is always looking for an inexpensive bargain instead of top-level players. He signs a lot of guys who are injured or are coming off a bad season. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you. Because, now here's the interesting part. It's because, we want to pay our own guys. All right. Let's see what the Amon-Ra deal looks like. Show me when you pay your quarterback. I'm going to be interested to see how it plays out because right now, none of those things have happened. And the Goff thing, I think it has to happen based on you don't let your QB go to lame duck. You don't let him get to the last year. But if they wanted to and had an understanding with the player, that's different.
And this speaks of they got an understanding because I don't see Goff like threatening the sit out.
Correct. So my point to you would be then, if you have that understanding and your quarterback makes roughly half of what the elite QBs make, spend the money. Spend the money.
Yeah.
But again, I can't argue when a guy like Len calls in because Lenny's right. You know, what are we screwing around with Marcus Davenport 1 year, $8.5-$9 million for? When you could have gone out and gotten something better. Look, they believe they have the answer. Davenport's the insurance on it. He has a way of doing things, and it has worked.
Yeah, the head scratcher is, but wait, you wanted Brock Wright that badly? You matched? Oh, okay.
I'm not
upset. It's your money to spend, but it's like, but then when you see other deals, like, but
it just killed my dream of Brock Bowers. That's all. It just killed the Brock Ness monster.
No, because you know what? If he's there, Brad's going to take the best person.
I don't think you could justify that now. That would be a little bit.
No, okay, hold on. No. But think of it like this. They went out, got Montgomery, and drafted Gibbs.
Okay, yes. All right, screw it. We're going to take a tight end. There it is. Rico sold me.
The more Brocks, the better.
Right, but I mean, he's done it before. I was like, okay, they got David Montgomery. No one thought, and with the first pick, they're going to take Jahmyr Gibbs. Wait, didn't you just sign David Montgomery?
Yeah, but you need multiple backs.
You need multiple tight ends.
I know, but we have them now.
Right, but you still don't need to play the little shell game with Skipper. You can just put Brock out there.
Right. I'm sold. We're getting Bowers, Kenny. We're back on the Brock train. Let's go to Pete, 97.1. Oh, hold on. Hey, you know what? Screw it. Management ain't here. Pete, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Good, hey. Pete. What's going on?
Hey, Rico, first things first. They got Gibbs because they knew they were getting rid of Swift. End of that story right there.
Fair.
Bottom line with the Lions for me, guys, they've done good. They've made some moves, and it ain't over. Okay, you still got the June 1st deadline, and you've got the draft. And one thing we can say with the draft, Brad Holmes has hit a home run on every one of them. So I got faith of him that way, and it ain't over yet. But also, I agree with you, Mike, it gets harder and harder every year you go into this. If you want to be a top dog, you got to play the game, and that's all there is to it. Let's go to the Tigers, bro. Mike, I can't agree with you more. I think what the last two seasons they've started out 9-23 and 9-24. Give me a break, man. I watched that Met game the other night. Unbelievable. The pitching was great. 0-0. And then they, you know, between the Mets making three mistakes on the field and the Tigers getting the home run, that's how they won the game.
I know.
And pitching.
And I'm fine if it's once in a while. Baseball's a weird game, right? You're going to have some of these.
It's a grind. It's
right,
a grind,
like last
man.
Last night,
no
out of nowhere, the Braves and the White Sox are in a pitching duel, and the White Sox are terrible, and the Braves are a monolith, and you got to win a 2-1 game. I get it. But they have about now 166 games of being terrible on offense. I need to see it turn to be excited. But if you want me to just buy in regardless, April, be above 500. Get out of this month with a winning record for the first time in almost a decade. Do that. I don't think that's a big ask. I hate that song.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know what, gentlemen? We talked.
You're not David.
No, but I'm doing this.
Oh.
It's what the black card gets you. All right. We talked about the Texans.
Yeah.
And, you know, the moves that they're making. So, real quick, I know it's an AFC team, and we're residing in the NFC here in Detroit. But biggest threats to the Chiefs. I'm going to give you some teams and tell me, can they threaten the Chiefs next season? Let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals, the one team that can say, hey, we knocked Kansas City out the playoffs.
Yes, but I want to admit bias. I'm just a big slappy for Joe Burrow. I think if you have Burrow, you have a chance. I'll say yes to it.
I need to wait and see what they do with T. Higgins. And then the defensive side, losing DJ Reader might be big.
It hurts. It hurt. Yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah. But I also wonder about the Chiefs, David.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, let's be real. Now, they Mahomes dragged him across finish line last year. But Rashee Rice, he going to be there?
Yeah, Kelce wasn't the same all year.
No. Now he's going to be another year older. I don't know. And by the way, no Legarius Sneed.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Kadarius Toney is going to be your wide receiver one.
No, he won't.
I mean, as of now.
Man, he's going to be working a Dollar Tree. Okay. Just let it go. Like, Kadarius Toney's done.
I wonder, did he ever show up to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
Let me in.
I can't. My key card's not working. We need to talk. The Houston Texans, the team we've been talking about all day.
Yes,
100%. Are they now a new threat to the Chiefs, or is it too soon?
No, there is no too soon. They've gone all in. And unless last year was one of the great mirages in league history, C.J. Stroud is For real. No, I think they're an absolute threat.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'm sorry, 1 second, David. They have what you need if you're going to beat the Chiefs. Will Anderson on one side, Danielle Hunter on the other. You have to get to Mahomes, and they've built it. So I'll say yes.
And if you get the lead, just run the ball. Just personally, I've seen it happens when you don't. Go ahead,
David. Yeah, I'll say this because I agree with everything you said, Mike, but I'll throw this out there. And I worry about it because it's always there, the sophomore slump when it comes to the quarterback. That's the only thing I worry about.
The Baltimore Ravens. Can Baltimore get over the hump and actually beat them?
No. Two words, Lamar Jackson. No.
How you really feel?
Another wretched bleep-in-a-box performance by Lamar. Look at it. Go back and watch it. Spagnuolo and I don't need to blitz you. I'm just going to keep you in the pocket because you're a bum.
But you have King Henry.
No.
Okay.
I'm out.
I'm going to say no right now until I see they have to use the two tight end system more. They have to have both of those guys on the field to give them the target more.
So you guys don't think that Derrick Henry could be a little bit of a difference maker?
Oh, he can. But when it comes down to it, my quarterback still can't throw football.
Yeah, the threat has to be in the playoffs against the Chiefs, and they probably can't do it.
Okay.
And here's the problem. How many times are you going to go to the playoffs and show your ass before I just choose not to look?
Okay. I like this.
Had enough.
The team that's all regular season sizzle but postseason collapse, the Miami Dolphins.
No. Out. Terrible offseason. Lost Christian Wilkins. Lose Xavien Howard, lose Van Ginkel. You know, you're paying Robert Hunt $20 million a year on offense. I'm out. They're fun, but that's it.
Yeah, they showed their true colors last year. And here's the thing. Kansas City will always have a better record than them, which means they'll probably have to play in the cold again. So can't trust it.
Okay. This team is a little bit of an enigma because I don't know what to make of it. They did the most with the least last year.
Oh, let's hear it.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yes. No. Whoa. I'm going to stand down. David, you clearly protest that opinion. Tell me why.
I understand why you're going to say this. Their defense is really good. Great, okay? I just can't trust Deshaun Watson right now.
So let me try to sell you this pen. They lost both tackles last year. Both. Who are high level.
Fair.
Okay? They lost Nick Chubb, whose leg was on backwards in week two. Now, they've added a receiver to Amari Cooper, right? I get the Deshaun Watson thing. That defense was a top five defense all year. Jim Schwartz might be the best coordinator in football. I have to say yes based on the talent and based on they have put something together where Deshaun Watson doesn't have to be Deshaun Watson anymore. He can be a cheap facsimile of Deshaun Watson. I can't let go. I love the dog pound. I feel bad for those people. They're like the Lions with worse uniforms. I feel terrible for those people.
I like the Browns, too, until they put the little elf thing on the field.
That's creepy, isn't
that's
it?
That's weird.
It is very scary. Yeah, I don't like
that
it.
That has to do with the Browns. The Indianapolis Colts.
Who the hell knows? Buddy... Can I just pass on one?
You can.
Because I have no idea what Anthony Richardson is.
There it is.
I have no idea. He could be mercurial. He could be a bum. The division, yes.
It's funny because I think he actually gained success through injury because he became a bigger enigma.
Yeah.
Because he had success and then all of a sudden he got injured. Oh, but if he had him all year long, we would have been this. You could play that game.
You couldn't see him fail. You didn't see him fail.
I'll say no, but that's close. He could be a Josh Allen type difference maker, a guy who could run for 1,000 yards, but I'll say no.
I'm going to use the question mark as a yes, just because I just don't know.
No.
So yes.
Okay. I love you, and I need you to be open-minded.
All right, here we go.
The New York Jets. Their offseason that they've had, it's a pretty good offseason. They're going to protect the QB.
Are they? Just because you hired three construction workers out on the Jersey Turnpike doesn't mean you're protecting Aaron Rodgers.
It beats three orange cones.
Fair. Here's my issue. It's a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a torn Achilles. I gotta say no. But if you want me to abstain, because they are my enemy.
I want to hear what you have to say, because they had a defense. They just had nothing.
If I didn't believe in it last year, before Rodgers' Achilles exploded, why would I believe in it now, is my question to anyone. I didn't believe in it last year. I'm going to say no. And I mean,
adding Mike Williams.
Ooh, guy got hurt dropping a deuce.
Does Aaron Rodgers take football seriously would be my question. That's
no.
why I can't.
He's doing one of those ashwagandha. What is it called?
Habavasana.
No, the tree bark, and right. you vomit and you bleep yourself.
No.
You go to the Amazon and do it, and you do it with like a shaman, and it's not the olive oil enema.
Oh.
Ayahuasca. Yeah. He's doing one of those things this year. Hey, how was your weekend? Oh, I went into the woods and I bleeped and vomited all over myself. And I think I saw my grandfather on a skateboard. What? No.
Okay.
And what's David's opinion on the Jets?
He doesn't take football seriously, so I can't believe that they're going to win anything. He doesn't care.
I think I'm kind of buying into this. I think that the Jets can be a threat.
Okay.
You upgraded your offensive line.
I need
line.
You, when we are in Vegas to kick off college football, I am walking you. I'm holding your hand, and I'm walking you to the window. You're placing a Jets future.
Okay.
And then I'm going to light it on fire in front of your face.
Here's one more. Football related.
Mm-hmm.
Mistake or no? Derrick Henry goes on a podcast and says, hey, I really wanted to go to the Cowboys. Cowboys kind of told me thanks, but no thanks. He ended up going to the Ravens. But now you hear it's possible the Cowboys may bring Zeke Elliott back.
Huge error. Zeke Elliott's done. Done like dinner. Huge error.
You told Derrick Henry no.
The Cowboys are operating like it's a video game and a player has a rating. And they're like, oh, Zeke's still a 78. Let's bring him in. Yeah. Dude, no.
Okay.
Listen, Jerry Jones should have just fired his coach. He's operating. He's not helping him. He's not adding
anything.
He's
setting him up for a fall.
Thank you. Just fire the guy already.
At this point, Jerry Jones ought to just push McCarthy out the window when he's not looking, because that's what it feels like. Oh, he tripped and fell. It's unbelievable. Total mistake.
All right. And that's your football today, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.